Look, you gotta hear this guy, Johnny P. He does a great job with these interviews. You know, coming from someone like me, that goes a long way. Sure, I'd like more cowbell, but what are you gonna do? Welcome to the Johnny P. Show.
Hey, this is Tim and Eric, and you're listening to the Johnny P. Podcast. I don't know why, though.
Welcome once again to the Johnny P. Show, and today, not one, but two special guests. Tim Heidecker, Eric Wareheim, you know them as Tim and Eric, awesome show, great job on Cartoon Network Adult Swim. If you've never seen this sketch comedy show, you are completely missing out. Parodies on par with SNL or better, but also with the kind of, I don't know how you want to call it, internet, online type humor. If you kind of, people who have seen it know kind of what I'm getting at, where it's like weird edits and weird sounds and images that are just totally fucked up, you know? So I think the show's hilarious. Check it out if you've never seen it before. And now here is Tim and Eric. Great job.
What's up, buddy?
So yeah, huge fan. I mean, I got to say, I've got every season on DVD. I will say, though, I haven't seen the movie yet. I was going to watch it on Comcast. Then they removed it. We're about to watch it. I don't know. Do you guys have any control over, like, when that's going to actually play?
Yeah, you're going to have call tech support. Sorry, Eric. Did you have an answer on that?
Is it Cinco tech support?
Yeah, but that's better.
No, I'd call Comcast tech support if I were you. I'd just go right to the stores.
Okay. Yeah, it was
the
weird.
The Blu-ray's coming out. Do you have a player? I mean, do you have a DVD player? Why don't you get the DVD?
Yeah,
it on iTunes.
Yeah, I'll just get it on DVD then. I didn't realize. You know what it was? We were just flipping through, and I was like, oh, I definitely wanted to see that. And then we didn't watch it that night. We waited a couple nights, my wife and I, and went to put it on, and it wasn't there. So, yeah, I'll just get the DVD anyway.
All right.
I was a huge fan of Mr. Show, Bob and David, and I know they have a big influence on you guys. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we were hugely into Mr. Show. You know, we were back in Philly, and Bob, luckily, was the one who watched our DVD and asked us to come out to Hollywood to collaborate with him on Tom Goes to the Mayor, our first cartoon.
Did you say
Mr. Show is the first show that we saw that kind of when comedy at that time for us was like not was kind of, you know, like the brick wall comedian and not cool and not very adventurous or very artistic in our minds. And then we saw Mr. Show and realized that it could be that as well.
It was kind of, you know, you finally saw like a, quote, alternative comedy show and a place to kind of, you know, identify with your same kind of humor, right?
Right.
Did you send them a DVD then, or how did that work out?
Yeah, we did whatever we could to get them a DVD, and it finally got up to the chain of Mike Lazza, the head guy. Pretty weird. And
I think when your show first started, you know, I didn't see it right away because, you know, I don't normally watch, you know, a whole lot of Cartoon Network. I only watch for your show. And my friend sent me, you know, told me to watch it. And I saw Bob and David on there. I was like, okay. I'm like, right off the bat, I've got to get into this. And I think one of the first episodes I saw, it was like David Cross as Pizza Boy or something, you know. And I was
All
right. I'm like, I'm digging this.
We find that it helps to have, like, somebody you're familiar because the comedy sometimes is so weird and out there and hard to get into maybe at first. It's nice to have somebody that you're familiar with at least kind of stamp it with a little validation.
Yeah, I think it was huge, especially on that network, because I think things are so just like effed up, like weird, you know, it's anything and everything. So, you know, I just don't normally watch it. So it took I had to have some kind of reason to check it out. I'm glad I did. I know you did a really funny opening bit, kind of parodying SNL's kind of thing. I thought that was hilarious, where you kept having, you know, Tim and Eric and various, you know, keep looking to the camera all cheesy. Was there some, like, some kind of negative feedback out there about that?
No, I mean, it was just had to be done. No one's done it before, and, you know, we're friends with a lot of the people that write and perform on Saturday Night Live, and they all thought it was,
and that's what I would think. It seemed, I mean, I've been a lifelong SNL fan, and I would think that why wouldn't you have a sense of humor? It's funny, you know what? You're poking fun at the goofy kind of, you know, intro that they do.
Nothing's sacred, and you know, if something's been around for 30 years, and I think it deserves a little satirizing. And I think it's pretty harmless fun.
I definitely think it was. Yeah. I forgot what I was reading where people were talking. I was like, it's got to be just media stirring something up. I couldn't see anybody actually involved with it getting upset about it because I think it was hilarious.
No, they thought it was funny. We showed it to Will Ferrell. He was in the studio the day we were shooting. We were cutting that episode, and he was in the studio, and we brought him up to the editing room and shown it. And he loved it, but he was also annoyed because he's like, oh, I've always wanted to do that. We always wanted to make fun of that. So there's a few people out there in comedy that saw it, and I think they're like, oh, man, that was some low-hanging fruit.
Like, it's been, yeah, they've had those kind of openings for so long, and it's like, you know, it finally took someone to actually do it. And go, oh, yeah, we should have definitely did that, you know?
Yeah.
All right, I got to ask, where did the Cinco company come from?
Cinco was just a joke that Tim and I used to riff about. We actually went to Mexico and saw how poorly things were run there. We just came up with this company that kind of made things happen down in Mexico. And, you know, we also were obsessed with bad products and commercials and all that kind of stuff, so it seemed like a perfect company.
Yeah, it seems, it's just funny because, you know, you see these commercials and it's kind of like become your brand, but it's always that kind of product, you know, like a bad cell phone or something, you know, something, you know, it's great. I was showing one of my buddies the other day, the, it was like the MIDI file lookup system.
MIDI organizer, yeah.
Yeah, it was still the funniest thing, you know. And I'm like, oh, another quality product from Cinco, of course. You know, so the other one we love all the time and we constantly play pranks on each other, we do a spaghetti to each other all the time. And where did that come from?
Awesome.
You know, most of the good stuff just comes from like being out and being and goofing around with your friends and just making stuff up and spontaneous kind of stuff, and then if you're smart, you write it down and bring it up at a writer's meeting and figure out a way to make it into a real thing. So it's just kind of it's like a evolution. You know, it's not really that funny until it's all there together with the editing and the costumes and everything. So
yeah, and that's it's just I love that. A lot of the sketches seem like they kind of come out of nowhere, but they're done well. You know, I can imagine there's some that you know, that don't make it, that get cut. But, you know, it's, I think a lot of times, at least from my experience with watching, you know, videos online and the fact that everybody's got, you know, a blog, podcast, everything. And they think that, you know, yes, technically anyone can do it, but to do it well takes a lot of talent. And you guys go to great lengths to make things like look bad on purpose. Whereas there's so many things out there that are bad, but not intentionally bad, you know? And it's great that it's out there and you're taking those kind of chances because that's not the typical comedy you see. Nobody would try to make bad edits on purpose. You know, you guys do that. And now that's, you know, part of the shtick, you know?
Yeah. That is part of the shtick. It's part of the joke. Our editors have a lot of fun running things VCRs and cutting things at the wrong moment, and that has always made us laugh. And
since we talked earlier about the billion-dollar movie, what's the basic plot outline for those who haven't seen it?
Tim and Eric are sort of make their first big movie, are given $1 billion and blow it within the first 3 minutes, and kind of are on the run from the corporation that gave them the money, and they end up in a decrepit, crazy rundown mall where they're kind of scammed into making their money back by running this mall, and then it just turns into sort of a story about them, their new life in this terrible mall, and they get into relationships, and all the while the Schlang Corporation is after them, and it's just sort of the plot's not very important. It's all about the jokes and it's just the device to get us to goof around, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It's not, you know, necessarily like a, you know, we've got to pool our money together and save the old theater kind of thing. It's really just, you need something to keep it going, an ongoing theme.
Yeah, we need a little anchor.
Yeah. Okay. One of the episodes I liked a lot was the Jim and Derek, one. Did that come from like an actual MTV show you saw, or was it just in a kind of a combination of various like goofy, like, oh, you just got bonged, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it was a combination of all that.
I mean, like Fuse, isn't it like stuff that might be on Fuse was a little closer to what we're going for?
Okay. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's just the shows that try to be really cool and just not there. They need some flavor dust is what it is. Awesome. Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it. I'm a big fan over here.
Thanks. Take care.
Thanks. Spaghetti. Well, there you have it. I mean, I should have wrote down every sketch. Well, that would have been annoying. I'm sure they get enough of fanboys all the time probably coming up to them. I didn't want to be totally, sound like a total idiot. But there's so many great sketches on there. It's so many awesome cameos. They mentioned Will Forte, but all the stuff with John C. Reilly. I mean, come on. Dr. Steve Brule? For your health. It's awesome. Check out Tim and Eric. Awesome show. Great job on Adult Swim, Cartoon Network, and their movie, Tim and Eric's Billion Dollar Movie. Talk to you next time.
Ho!
You can find more great podcasts at lifestylepodnetwork.com.au.